This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. Well, 1 week down in the trial of Apple v. Samsung, arguments are expected to wrap up this week. The crux of it? Apple claims Samsung copied its designs for the iPhone and the iPad. But the trial is also giving us a rare peek into Apple's inner workings. Here's Marketplace's Queen of Kim.
For Apple geeks, this trial's like entering Willy Wonka's chocolate factory. Like the chocolate factory, Apple is infamous for its secrecy.
No one must look under there. This is the most secret machine in my entire factory.
During the trial, Apple said it took 3 years to make the iPhone, and it had a code name, Project Purple. And the first rule of Project Purple, you don't talk about Project Purple. Then there's Sir John Ive, who led Apple through 40 prototypes to get the iPhone right.
He kind of works in the equivalent of like an evil genius super lair.
John Brown Lee reports for the Cult of Mac. He says the prototypes could provide competitors with useful information.
We're basically looking into Johnny Ive's mind and how he's gone about designing this phone. It's the equivalent of getting access to Leonardo da Vinci notebook.
Eric Goldman is the director of the High Tech Law Institute at Santa Clara University. And I asked him,
what do you think Steve Jobs would have thought about all this information coming out?
I think we know the answer to that.
Goldman says Apple took a calculated risk. If it wins, it could get billions and beat back Samsung. But if Apple loses, it'll have nothing to show for revealing how the chocolate is made. I'm Queenie Kim for Marketplace.